ABC Radio Australia.
Now, growth in the Pacific has slowed, inflation has fallen, and the female workforce is being underutilised. Those are the key findings of the World Bank's latest economic update. The semi-annual update focused on 11 countries, which includes Fiji, Solomon Islands, Palau, Vanuatu, Tonga, Samoa, Marshall Islands, Nauru, Micronesia, Tuvalu and Kiribati. The report noted that growth in the Pacific has slowed down from 5.5% in 2023 to 3.8% in 2024. Ekaterina Vashakmadze, a senior economist with the World Bank, told Lucy Cooper that this slowed growth was forecasted.
The first contributor to slow of growth in the region is that this huge boost from post-pandemic, extraordinary, strong, although delayed recovery, has finally and little by little gradually dissipated. That's why growth gradually slows. And for inflation, the hike in inflation was fed and driven by high commodity prices, specifically the energy prices, which surged post-pandemic. And that also this contributor to high inflation has also dissipated. Now, what is different is the following, especially on growth. The more challenging global environment, which also we anticipated, but all in the risks. It was not part of our baseline, now is materializing. And that's why you can see that we have downgraded our growth, right, compared to the previous publication.
How can we turn this around?
There are two things. So one is that because the world is very, as we know, right, there's high uncertainty, and it has been for last decades, this high uncertainty, shock after shock faced by the countries. One thing which we clearly learned is that building resilience is essential, and it has many elements. And this is actually related to the second part I want to talk about. So how to build resilience? On one hand, we clearly need to increase resilience of the government to be able to cope and to address the shocks, which means fiscal savings, in if we say in simple words. But the other one is more resilience of households, right? If every human being, every person, every household is more resilient, then economy collectively and businesses are more resilient, which means investing in human capital and which means employing more female where you have big potential.
And now Ralph Van Doorn, the lead economist for the World Bank in the Pacific region, told Lucy Cooper that each country is affected differently by recent US tariffs, which has seen the world enter a time of global trade policy uncertainty.
Pacific Islands all have a different exposure to trade. Now, what we are looking at the moment is we don't have any advanced knowledge of what's going to happen. So we are trying to deal with this uncertainty in our kind of economic outlooks by looking at different scenarios. And we published one just last week in our World Bank Global Economic Prospects report. And there we have a what we call baseline, which is the most we consider to be kind of the reference scenario, and also a high and a low case scenario to understand better what happens if different scenarios materialize. So under the baseline scenario, in which we project that the global economy is going to grow at 2.3%, we assume there that the tariffs as they are in place now will continue for the next few years. Now, we also have two other scenarios. One is a what we call low case scenario, which is if the tariffs are increased, and that could lead to a possible response for other countries, and that will lead to perhaps to an impact on trade and growth that will have more negative impact on global growth. We also have a positive scenario. What if in a few weeks or months from now the tariffs are reduced to what they were before? And that would lead to a, we expect a higher growth and more trade.
Reading through this report, it says, you know, the increase in trade policy restrictions and the fragmentation of trade and investment networks have the potential to cause a rebound in inflation. So is this kind of acknowledging that these tariffs out of the US are having a profound impact on Pacific growth?
In our projections, the longer-term trends that we've looked at are the post-pandemic recovery and the lowering of inflation after towards the tail end of the pandemic. We saw a very large increase in inflation globally, also in commodity prices due to geopolitical tension that happened elsewhere. Those are the main drivers of our growth projections, the normalization of growth at a lower rate in the Pacific, and also the normalization of inflation in the Pacific. So those are the major drivers that we see for now, based on various shocks that have happened. We have also adjusted the growth rate projections that partially reflects trade uncertainty, but also country-specific shocks. For example, had the earthquake that hit Vanuatu back in December. So those have also been taken into account. And then we look at what's the aggregate impact. And that's really what we are showing in our report. What has been the impact of all this on our projections for both growth and inflation?
And that there is Ralph Van Dorn, the lead economist for the World Bank of the Pacific, speaking with Lucy Cooper.